Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 27th, 2014, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our More Success Team website. I want to remind everyone that the 2014 All Systems Go Legal Shield Convention will be in Las Vegas at the Rio Hotel from April 3rd through the 5th this year, and we've always said that the single biggest thing that you can do for your Legal Shield business, of course, is to attend the major events. And the International Convention in Vegas is the largest event that we do in Legal Shield. It's also where we come together as a team and have our annual More Success Team breakout session. And this year, our breakout will be on Thursday, April the 3rd, which is the first day of the convention. It will be held at the Gold Coast Hotel, which is right next door to the host hotel, the Rio. So we have now opened up the registration for the breakout. To register for our team event, you just go to our website, which is www.moresuccessteam.com. Click on the button that says Register for the More Success Team Las Vegas Breakout. And at the breakout, you're going to be able to meet our executive directors, our ring earners, our millionaire club members, and associates from all over North America that are on our team. Again, I want to encourage everyone to go to the website tonight, get registered for the breakout. The cost is $10 per person, or you can get discounts. If you buy five, you can get one free, or if you buy 10, you can actually get three free tickets. So get your teammates together, and you can save a ton of money. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I can hardly wait to hear from tonight's special guest speaker. In fact, she is currently on vacation in Hawaii, in Maui, and she still agreed to be on our call. So to introduce her, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, who continues to lead our More Success Team now after over 30 years. And that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Loud and clear, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You know, Randy, I've got a lot to say about this next speaker, but one thing, you talk about people that talks about to do it, they talk about their leaders, they talk about their dedicated. Just think, this lady's on vacation in Hawaii. I mean, the difference in times I can't even figure out myself, and yet she's still on the call tonight. She's so dedicated. She's such a good friend of our team that she is on the call. And before you say anything else, I want to say thank you so very much, Donnie Smith, Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, $500,000 arena, working with corporate. I could go on and on. But, Randy, it's my privilege and it's my honor to introduce to you our friend, Miss Donnie Smith.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, ma'am.
Fantastic. Well, first of all, I want to just thank the Moore family, really, quite honestly, for paving the way for people like myself and my husband to really have the success that we've been privileged to have here with Legal Shield. I am in my 17th year. As a matter of fact, in about 2 days, my husband starts his 19th year with Legal Shield, and we feel like our journey really has just begun. We're more excited today than we ever have been. And I'll tell you that if I go back 17 years and just talk a little bit about my journey and my ring journey, because mine's a little bit unique. But 17 years ago when I got started, one of my biggest obstacles that I really had to overcome was really myself. Quite frankly, you know, in life when things had become difficult, I would just switch gears. I don't know that I ever really stuck through a journey other than when I became a parent. But, you know, at my younger years, if it got tough, I would just kind of switch gears and move on to something else. And so the two things that I probably have the longest history with is being a mom and being with Legal Shield. So my journey here, I really kind of, I think, grew up in Legal Shield. I started being downsized from corporate America and really having challenges with that affecting my self-esteem. I was raising my kids singly, and so there was a lot of things that I personally had to overcome. And thank God that Legal Shield brought personal development into my life. And so that's kind of really where my journey started, was really getting out of my comfort zone. One of the things that I had to first really embrace was even being worthy of earning a six-figure income with Legal Shield. And so that was the first part of my journey, was giving myself permission. People in general were used to wanting to be comfortable. And so when you get outside your comfort zone, a lot of times you won't stay there very long. You won't go through the journey because really it's uncomfortable. And you know, by nature, who wants to be uncomfortable? And feeling worthy, understanding that for me personally, you know, this vehicle was an answer to prayer for what I was looking for in my life. But I had to put some effort and work into it. I had to get out of my comfort zone to really get all the blessings that were on the table for me. And so as I was working towards my my own six-figure ring, Larry Smith and I started dating. And so I shortened my curve to my first ring. I skipped over the $100,000 ring. I was on that journey, and I married into the $250,000 ring. So like I said, my journey was a little bit unique, but I thought I could have a little bit of fun with this so that you all could understand that you know, we all have our own personal success journey, and for me, one of the gifts that Legal Shield brought into my life was my soulmate and somebody that I can work with, play with, have a family together, because together between our extended family, we have seven children, and one of our children is getting married and here in the near future, and so we'll be adding three more grandkids to the clan, so we'll now have seven kids and nine grandchildren, and that's a blended, blessed family that really is a result of Legal Shield. So, you know, my journey of personal development allowed me to feel worthy of having a partner and a soulmate that had already achieved success in Legal Shield. So that's one part of the journey, was to really grow into that. And then learn how to work side by side, and really understand the mechanics of what it takes to work this business at a higher level. Because you, no matter where you are in your journey with Legal Shield, we all, you know, have our path and our growth that we're moving through. And so, what you'll find is as you learn how to do the what we call phase one activity, to best describe it, and that is really we all of us today, you know, whether we're, you know, $100,000 ring earners, whether we're working towards that, whether we've earned $500,000, the successful leaders are always learning, and they're always staying in that phase one activity that caused them to grow and get to where they're at so they can continue to have the successes. So I had to learn how to continue to stay in that activity, but learn how to manage a larger organization and interact with and be able to lead and inspire. And so one of the things that Larry and I have always really tried to implement is lead by example. So if we're working with a brand new person, if we're helping them goal set and determine what they want out of their business, whether it's an extra $500 a month, $5,000 a month, maybe they want a six-figure income, you know, it takes activity to do that. And so we feel like in order for us to coach and guide, we ought to be leading by example and doing this same thing. And so it was really fun the other day. We got a phone call from corporate office telling us congratulations. We had earned a free ticket to the convention coming up here in April because we had done the activity and recruited three individuals or more personally to be able to achieve that. So that's one of the goals that we have in leading. And so, you know, the journey for me has been how to be able to be that inspiring leader, continue to do the activities, continue to stay out of my comfort zone, and that's really kind of the crux of what my learning curve has been, is when I start getting comfortable, I understand I'm not growing. If I'm not growing, then I'm not becoming a better person, and I'm not being a good conduit, if you will, with this a vehicle that God has given us via Legal Shield. And so staying out of my comfort zone is probably my number one priority. And sometimes that's, you know, just having permission to earn more. And so the journey from 250 to, you know, recently Larry and I have been honored to be able to earn the $500,000 ring. And that, again, is because of a fabulous team and because of a wonderful vehicle. But it's also giving ourselves permission to be able to have that kind of income. And it actually snuck up on us. It was a goal that we set. You know, we've become advocates of goal setting, writing them down. Every year we do a dream board with our team. And so that has been part of our annual events, is to set those goals before us. And so we actually put that goal up for us to acquire in 2013, and then we broke it down fundamentally to what does that look like for us as, you know, platinums. You know, we fluctuate in, you know, between platinum two and four, and so what does that mean for us to be able to add that additional income? And it really, quite honestly, and I know the Moores will agree on this, if they, you know, it came right back to phase one activity. It came right back to how many brand new people do we need to get started and help them move towards their goal. And so, you know, we went to the drawing board, and drawing board meaning if you go to LegalShield.com and on the scrolling marquee, you'll see that there is actually the roadmaps to how to move through the different stages, how to go to senior associate, how to go to manager, how to go to director. And if you look at those schematics, if you will, for a lack of a better word, it's, you know, filling in the names of your structure. And we really went right back to that basic fundamental and went to a whiteboard and started putting names and who we're building underneath and plugging in the names and getting to work and doing private conference calls and PBRs, you know, private business receptions, and really locking arms with the people that showed up, that raised their hands and said, I want this, I want to do this, I want to run with you. And we just went to work, and it's funny, you know, we work hard, we play hard, and they cross over, and sometimes, you know, like Mr. Moore said, that, you know, that I'm taking time on vacation, and I will tell you, we've been here in Maui for 7 days now, and every day we worked for several hours in the morning, and then we enjoyed the rest of the time together, just vacationing, and it didn't feel like it was an intrusion, because we love what we do. We love helping people. We have a brand new gal that is just so excited that, you know, I can't help but to not be in touch with her. And we actually awarded her that ticket, that when we got that phone call of you've got a free registration ticket. Larry and I looked at each other and we said, let's give it to Kathy, because we know that, you know, financially she could use it. And she fast start qualified in, you know, less than 30 days, long distance from us. And we, you know, we haven't seen something like that in a while. And let's keep her encouraged. And so it made our vacation exciting to actually accept those phone calls and texts first thing in the morning, instead of, you know, why are we being bothered on our vacation? Because we love what we do and we love helping people. And so the journey to our, you know, our next ring, the $500,000 ring, didn't even feel like a journey. You know, it was a pleasure to lock arms and work with my best friend and my soulmate and build some phenomenal friendships with people that were ready to take it to the next level. And so, again, it doesn't feel like work when you're helping people reach their goals. And so, you know, I want to wrap my portion up with just if it would be okay to read a really quick poem that I think summarizes exactly what my journey has been for me thus far, and I continue to try to live this. And the poem is called Comfort Zone. And it's not too long, but I think this might help, even if it's just one person that this resonates with, because this might be just that one piece you're looking for to take your business to the next level. So Comfort Zone. I used to have a comfort zone where I knew I couldn't fail. The same four walls of busy work were really more like jail. I long so much to do the things I've never done before, but I stayed inside my comfort zone and paced the same old floor. I said it didn't matter that I wasn't doing much. I said I didn't care for the things like dreams, goals, and such. I claimed to be so busy with the things inside my zone, but deep inside I longed for something special of my own. I couldn't let my life go by just watching others win. I held my breath and stepped outside and let the change begin. I took a step with new strength I'd never felt before. I kissed my comfort zone goodbye and closed and locked the door. If you are in a comfort zone, afraid to venture out, remember that all winners were at one time filled with doubt. A step of faith and the word of God can make your dreams come true. Greet your future with a smile. Success is there for you. And I just want to encourage, you know, any one of you that has been bound by staying within your comfort zone, take that leap of faith. Step outside your comfort zone. This vehicle, Legal Shield, has so much for you. And I just encourage you to take every opportunity to, you all on this call are plugged into one of the most supportive teams in the entire company. Step outside your comfort zone. Take what they have to offer you to help you grow and build your business and dream like you've never dreamed before. I truly believe, and so does Larry, that 2014 is going to be the most phenomenal year for many of us. Even Mr. Kenmore, I'm sure after 30 years, is probably more excited and renewed today than he's ever been, and I'm sure he would concur that there is so much in store for us this year. So step outside your comfort zone and allow yourself to dream. And with that, I'm going to hand it back to you, Mr. Moore. Thank you so much for the privilege of being able to speak on your call, and hopefully I touched one person to make a change.
Donnie, what an outstanding poem, and you always do such a wonderful job. And you're right. I'm just excited now, or maybe, well, actually more excited than I was the day I started 30 years ago. What a wonderful opportunity. What a wonderful company. And after all the journey that I've been on, things just get better and better and better. If this doesn't work for you, it's because you're not working the system. That's all I have to say. It's pretty blunt. But if it doesn't work for you, you're just simply not working the system. You know, there's an old saying, winners never quit and quitters never win. And that is true. We have, as you know, Donnie, we have so many great people on our team. We have people that just today got into business. We have people that got into business 29 years or more ago. And it feels good to have a well-rounded. I count the people that got in so many years ago as my cornerstones. And, you know, every once in a while, if you have a building, you got to replace a brick or you have to shore it up a little bit. But, you know, that's the reason we need to recruit. Would you not agree we need to just keep right on recruiting? We keep on getting that new excitement, that new blood in. When all the things, with the way the membership is today, how could you not be excited? How could it not meet the needs of people? Would you not agree to that, Donnie?
Absolutely. In fact, Larry and I have a personal goal last month when we recruited three or more. He looked at me and he said, let's never, ever miss that mark again. It was so easy and so fun to do. And so, you know, we have a personal goal of, you know, recruiting three or more each month in 2014 because we had so much fun and we understand that it absolutely is the building block.
Well, you guys are such a fantastic team. And if you have a moment, I'm sure Randy would like to say something to you if it would be okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, Donnie, this is Randy. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and Larry. It was great spending time last year with you guys in London and Paris. Wasn't that a great trip?
Absolutely, it sure was, and I'm looking forward to all the phenomenal trips. I mean, that's the other great thing about what Legal Shield does is you do the basic fundamentals, and, you know, they let you drive a BMW, and they send you an all-expense paid trips and just for building your business. And so, you know, we get to build great friendships with people all over the country like yourself. So thoroughly enjoyed our time in London. Absolutely.
Well, I want to congratulate you both for getting your $500,000 ring. I know you worked really hard for it, but you're well deserved. But we've got a few of our top Millionaire Club members and maybe some top ring earners on the call. Would you be open to taking just a couple of questions or maybe a comment?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, well, let's start out, and let's go up to Oklahoma and to Miss Linda Bowden, a Millionaire Club member on our team. Linda, are you on?
I sure am, and it's always such a pleasure to hear Donnie talk. Donnie, you know, there's probably some people on the line, and you've really brought up a topic that I think is just something that people struggle with, and I always think that sometimes people really struggle to be worthy enough to be successful. I think the fear of success is much stronger than fear of failure sometimes. And because your story, you didn't get into all the details of your story, but I know that that was something, as you said, you had struggled with. And what were maybe some little things that you started doing to get yourself to finally accept that you were worthy enough to be successful?
You know, and you're right, the fear of success usually, it can be more gripping, I think, than failure. And, you know, we always talk about being well-rounded and working on all areas of your life. And so, you know, for me, I the personal development piece, you know, I had had, you know, the spirituality part since a little girl. But clearly that wasn't enough for me and, you know, my self-worth. And so enter Legal Shield and enter personal development. And so once I started putting in practice a lot of the tools, reading the 10 pages a day and really getting proficient at saying some positive affirmations out loud to myself in the mirror, which I have to admit to you all, felt very ridiculous to me in the beginning. I thought this is so silly, you know, and one of the tools was a 30-day system, actually via Michael Klaus. And, you know, I looked in the mirror and said, I like myself, I really do like myself. And I laughed and laughed and laughed when I first started doing it. But I have to tell you, at the end of 30 days, just from committing to that process, I could look at myself in the mirror and go, you know, hey, you're not so bad. I really am starting to feel comfortable in your skin. Again, it was getting out of my comfort zone, though, Linda, to you know, put that in practice, because it felt awkward and weird and you know, the unworthy. But, you know, creating that habit, and really after 21 days, it was a new process for me to say positive, uplifting things to myself, and then I started to feel that way. So, you know, if that helps answer the question, that was, you know, part of that journey for myself.
Oh, that was so perfect, because looking at yourself in the mirror and telling yourself that you love yourself is not something that anyone really wants to do. So that's a great visual. And I remember saying something like, all the tools are within me now and I am guided, and saying that over and over again, that I was guided, that I had the tools, that I could do it. So thank you so much. You guys are such great, just such great visionaries in our company. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Let's go. Let's try the state of Utah and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris, are you on the call? No, Chris is in.
I am.
You on, Chris?
And this may not inspire anybody. Hi, Donnie, and thank you so much for doing the call and for all you and Larry do collectively and individually. This might be crass, but I'm so curious. I'd love to know. What's been your best daily deposit so far as a $500,000 ring earner?
Oh, my goodness. The best daily deposit. That is so much fun. And it's a good thing my husband just walked out here. Honey, what has been our best daily deposit since being $500,000 ring earner? See, he's the numbers guy. I just work. When he told me we hit it, I said, okay, that's great. I got a Super Saturday to run. I didn't really even flinch. So he said $13,645. In one day.
$13,000 in a day.
$13,645 per Mr. Smith.
Wow. That's not a bad year for some folks.
Correct.
That is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Chris. Thank you very much. Let's go out to the state of South Carolina and another top executive director on our team, Mr. Tony Barkley. Tony, are you on?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Wow, this is quite a very fun and enlightening call. And I'm thinking about the number that Ms. Smith just put out there. Just imagine, again, guys and girls, we get to talk about real hard earned cash. And we know there's a lot of companies out there, they don't want to talk about it because quite naturally they're not making it. Ms. Smith, again, we here in South Carolina, Georgia, we appreciate you. Congratulations on that $500,000 ring. We have a ton of females, women, if you will, on our team down here. And on a funny note, I'm constantly telling them that, listen, if you're single and you're looking for a great partner, do not miss any local meetings, regional meetings, or conventions, and you will one day find your partner and soulmate. And you just confirmed all that with that testimony. So we appreciate that. Ms. Smith, I have one technical question for you. You're awesome. How important was it for you and your husband, particularly you, in attending the first convention that got you at least to that first $100,000? We know a lot of folks on this call may not understand and could really conceive a $500,000, but at least your first $100,000, how important was that conventions to get you to that mark?
Oh, I think it was absolutely everything, because I think at that location, at that particular event, I met people that were actually earning that dollar amount, and so it became conceivable, it became tangible, because you met very real people like yourselves that, you know, had actually done it. And when you get to rub shoulders and converse and spend that quality time with the people that are like yourselves, then you can actually start to see yourself earning that, because then it doesn't become so untangible and so far out there, and only big wigs do that, and people that you've never met. These are very real people that are like-minded, and so you can embrace the fact that you two can earn it. And had I not gone to those first conventions, I might not be here today, because in my local marketplace, I was the marketplace. There was nothing going on, and so we really built the marketplace, so there was no other $1 million, you know, earner, $500,000, $250,000, $100,000. I don't think anybody was, you know, earning $50,000 in, you know, half of the area that I lived in. I would have had to drive, you know, 6-8 hours to find that. And so going to the convention and getting around those people allowed me to believe it was possible, see it was real, and pursue the journey. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. We appreciate you. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Barkley. We have time for maybe just a couple of more. Let's go back to the state of Oklahoma, up to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and another top executive, Mr. David Peterman. Dave, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. Donnie, I certainly an inspiring story, and we just thank the world of you and Larry and what you've done, the testimony and example that you've set, and the persistency with which you operate and do that. We more than anything, we just appreciate what you are and what you're doing, and the testimony and example that you've been. Being on the Moore Success Team, we see a lot of that, and we've been around, you know, for many years. Mr. Moore's, you know, $500,000 ring, but, you know, to know that there are people out there who can do that and come, I think your inspiration of, you know, your personal development and where you came from and what you had to go through it. Again, it just makes it real for many of us. And my wife's over here shaking her head. She didn't want to talk, but it's certainly the inspiration you've been to everyone is just very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Peterman, thank you for those comments. Unless we got time for one more, let's go back to Edmond, Oklahoma, and Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy, and thanks for being on, Donnie. And I just look at you and Larry as the epitome of working the business as a team. And I was just wondering if you had any thoughts or tips for maybe newer associates that are wanting to work the business as a partnership or as a team. Any thoughts you might have about that?
Oh, you know what? That's a fantastic question, Alex, because I will tell you that Larry and I still have not perfected that art. I'm going to be honest, and I think if we ever did perfect that art, the $1 million ring will be like coming right up behind this $500,000 ring. But I firmly believe in workout partners, and I will tell you that typically spouses are not the right fit. So even though you're working a business together, so you're growing a business together as partners, sometimes your workout partner really needs to be somebody else. And so I would say a couple of things. I would say make it fun, make it challenging, in a fun way, have a little friendly competition maybe between you and your partner, so that, you know, and do some fun things like, you know, you get to buy dinner, obviously, even if it's out of the same account. Just it doesn't matter. Make it, you know, kind of fun, but set your goals together, but then determine independently who's going to work what aspect of the goal. So I would say play on each other's strengths. So, you know, Larry and I, we work all facets of the business. I could actually do 100% PCCs, PBRs, recruiting, all of that, as he could meet with CEOs and actually do a group presentation. But we've determined that who's going to take the lead, if you will, in those particular arenas, and we've kind of split the workload. So we're not trying to step over each other's toes, but we try to stay proficient to be interchangeable if we've got a pinch hit for each other, if that makes sense. So, you know, we've learned how to goal set together but work independently and then check in with each other daily. We just have our little – we have it set on our calendar at 8:30 in the morning. Sometimes we don't hit that mark, but we check in, okay, here's the to-dos that need to take place today, who's going to do what, and then we go off and execute it independently. And then throughout the day, you know, if we're in the same marketplace, we're having lunch together, we recap where we're at and how we're going to finish out the day. You know, and even if we're not in the same marketplace, we talk several times a day just to check in to see that we've got all bases covered, because we are wearing a lot of hats with, you know, being RVPs and he's on the EAB and that sort of thing. So it's a lot to juggle, but if you map it well and you plan it well and then you execute to your strength, I would say that that's the best way in a partnership, and I strongly recommend outside workout partners. So there's, you know, a lot of women in my local marketplace that we, you know, we compete with each other, if you will, you know, in as far as goal setting and driving each other, and I do that totally independent of Larry, as does he. There's stuff that he does independently when he's talking to Mr. Self or Mr. Crothers or doing some other things that is independent of me, but it's kind of like iron sharpens iron, if that makes sense. So we leverage the other people around us to sharpen each other and hone our skills and grow our business together. So hopefully that helps.
Yes, excellent information. Thank you.
All right, Alex, thank you very much. Donnie, I want to tell you again how much we appreciate you and, of course, Larry and all that you mean to us as our family and our team and, of course, to the company. Thank you so much. I know this is your vacation and just spending time with our team. I know you did not have to do that, but we do appreciate it. We do appreciate all that you do, and, of course, we look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Aloha.
All right. And with that, Mr. Moore, I want to remind everyone that this call is being recorded. Just go to moresuccessteam.com. We should have it up within the next day or so. And, of course, you can register for the More Success Team breakout session by going to that website. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Randy. And before I get off, Randy, I want to say she brought up a memory when she started talking about trips. The first trip your mother and I ever won was to Scottsdale, Arizona. What a thrill it was. We got to go all the way to Arizona. It was great. But, Randy, you know, what a wonderful call. What a very dedicated person, as are many, many people on the call tonight, and many more will be to come. So I'd like to say, let's keep putting God first, family second, put Legal Shield third. You folks go out there. Have a great week. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.